Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stanford Route is in the building. We're going to talk about the roles women can have in the lives of professional football players. In the spirit of J.J. Watt getting engaged, one of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do, an NFL vet, is in-house, but I got to take him to task first because I don't believe in jinxes.
Well, don't take him to task. You need to take yourself to task.
I'm not a huge fan of it, but last week when Stanford was signing off, we talked about the process of finding a place, and he said that when he went to Oakland as a rookie, he drove an extra 30 minutes because air conditioning was that important to him, and he was willing to take a longer commute as long as he had AC. And I'll be damned if as soon as we didn't get off the air, about an hour and a half later, as I walked into my apartment building, my AC was out, and I had to suffer, and I do mean suffer, without AC for a night in Houston, one of the most miserable experiences I've had in a long, long time, and I'm blaming Stanford Route.
First of all, you blame the apartment complex or the manufacturer who actually built the AC
and
unit.
Karma, baby.
But, I mean, I can take that. Maybe I just put it out in the atmosphere, but I'm not the one that actually went and broke the AC unit. I mean, maybe Landry, maybe you didn't really know what you were doing. Maybe you're kind of operating it wrong. Maybe you just kind of, it just blew a fuse. But I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah, maybe, man. I did put that in the atmosphere.
I'll tell you what. And those Jamokes give me a fan, one of those fans that you put on the floor after a flood or something like that, with that hot air just coming at me. Miserable experience, but it's okay. I survived and I'm okay. And I actually have slept a lot better since then, to where maybe it's just like I appreciate the AC now more, but it's been the best sleep I've gotten since it did happen. So maybe I should be thanking you instead of dog cussing.
Exactly. It made you stronger.
Stanford, J.J. Watt got engaged over the weekend, and there's all kinds of situations for athletes. There's guys that are married, there's guys that are playboys, there's all kinds of other stuff. I just want to go through with someone who might be a little familiar with these types of lifestyles. What are the different roles that women can have in a professional football player's wives? Can they ruin them? Can they make them better? What are the different roles and types of teammates in regards to their relationships with that special someone, or not special someone, maybe just for a night?
I think that a woman could handle a lot of different roles in a man's life. It just depends on the type of woman that you choose. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you choose a good woman, she can be somebody that can actually uplift you, somebody that can actually improve your focus, and you'll actually play better on the field. If you mess around here and get with a female who's all about herself, somebody who's more of a taker and not a giver, and you guys know who I'm talking about, like the groupies, the gold diggers, all of that, that's somebody that can actually take away from you on the field because you're losing focus, you're putting too much into her, all she's doing is taking and not giving. She's not working. You're the one bringing home the bread. You're the one always out there working and things like that. So here you are now worrying about providing for her. And dare I say it, here you are now worrying, what is she doing whenever you're at work? Is she on Instagram? Is she sliding in somebody else's DM? Is she cheating on you? Things like that. So I think that a female can take on whatever role possible. It's just a matter of what female you choose.
We were talking about this, and Landry started thinking about you because you've been in the league. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've been in the league and everything and seen all this. I've been around it enough. There was a professional athlete in Houston in the mid-90s that was getting married. And
Matt Bullard.
I'm not going to say because I'm just not going to say. At least three of his friends in the locker room just flat out told him, do not marry her.
Yes.
Do not marry her. Uh-huh. Because, I mean, you can have all the fun you want. Do not marry her. Like an idiot, he married her within, I think, a year and a half, 2 years. You know, she was out and had half his stuff. You know, I mean, that's the stuff that just drives me crazy. You got to listen to your gut, to your buddies in the locker room, man. You got to, and I'm sure you've had stories like that.
You have to listen to your gut, but you don't have to listen to your buddies in the locker room because, number one, you guys are teammates. Now, obviously, on the field, you want to believe that everybody's brothers, everybody's connected, which you are to an extent. But if you're not close with those guys, you're not going to be inclined to listen to them.
No, I'm talking like real friends. Like, yeah.
Yes, but I will tell you like this.
Because they were right about her.
Absolutely, they were right. But, guys, you got to understand this. Money does not change you. It just makes you more of who you really are. So if you're somebody who's always going to believe the female over your brothers, your family, your friends, things like that, then you're just going to be like that, just making a larger salary. You're not going to all of a sudden change. So I understand what you're saying, but this is something that I learned the hard way dealing with friends and even teammates. Whenever it gets down to a guy and his girlfriend slash wife, fiance, whatever, I do not get involved because – You can go and try to tell the guy, hey, she's this, she's that. He's not gonna listen. And then all that's gonna happen is you're gonna be the
bad guy.
Because he's gonna go, he's gonna take her back. She's probably gonna make something up saying that, oh my God, yeah, you know, Stanford, he was trying to shoot at me, and you know, I turned him down, so now he's bitter. She's gonna say something like that, and he's going to believe her. Mm-hmm. So stay out of it. Now, if he comes to you and he asks you a point blank question, then you tell them your opinion. But other than that, no, I'm not getting involved because too many times I've tried to be the consummate man's man and actually try to help somebody out. Yeah. And no, they don't want to hear it. Matter of fact, that's a good story I can give you guys.
Well, don't mention the name and tell us.
Let's get it.
Tell us.
Let's get it.
I can tell
story
you.
Story time with Stanford Brown on In the Loop.
Just tell us position.
No, I can't tell you position, but I can tell you on one of the teams that I played on, I can tell you of a guy who was getting married. And a girl that he was smitten by.
Okay.
And I can tell you, because everybody knew how over the heels gone he was over this girl.
Yeah.
Who he shouldn't have married.
Sounds like the story I just told.
Flat out. He shouldn't have married this girl. But he loved her, and she was the apple of his eye. And so I can tell you for a fact that 3 weeks before the wedding, let's say maybe a month. About a month before the wedding, she actually slept with one of the other teammates. Jeez.
Oh, gosh.
But this guy was so smitten over her.
When he knew found it? Out?
This guy would, no, hold on. This guy was so smitten over her, I can tell you, that pretty much everybody on the team knew. A lot of the guys at his position knew, and nobody told him. Because everybody knew that he's the type of guy, if he walks into a room and sees his girl cheating on him, he'll swear that the man was sexually assaulting her.
Oh, my God.
He'll swear that she was sexually assaulting. That he was sexually assaulting her. Yes. So there's no point in trying to tell him.
Now, I remember this so vividly because one of the guys who was talking to this athlete saying, I looked him in the face, flat out told him, I said, we all know her. Some of us know her very, very well, if you know what I mean. We know why she wants to snag you. Do not do it.
Yeah.
And still did it.
And got
taken for a ride.
And that's the thing. You got to understand what a lot of men, when they meet the female, their mind is already made up. She's going to be my girl. She's going to be my fiance. She's going to be my wife, whatever you want to call it. His mind is already made up. So anything that you have to say, he ain't trying to hear it because his mind is already set that she's going to be my girl.
You told me some story about a guy that, and again, not to mention names, paying something like $40,000 a month, and it's not even child support. It's like,
I probably did say it
was some guy that's just like part of the divorce decree or something, and they weren't even married. I'll forget the story.
What, yeah. John? What kind of what?
I should have known better.
The table
what, that's
what
on me.
Talking about?
I'll bring something to the table.
What are you talking about?
Little breaking news.
Our love story.
While we're having this discussion, literally while we are having this discussion. Astros president, this is according to Brian McTaggart.
You're joking right now, right?
I'm not joking.
You're kidding.
Uh-oh.
Astros president of baseball operations and general manager Jeff Luhnow said the Correa injury happened Tuesday morning at his home. And he deferred to Correa to divulge any more information.
Oh, ooh. My gosh.
Interesting.
Who was home?
I mean, you got to think of like
who at, was le- at, home?
At least one other person.
More than that.
Oh, my. Is that real? Let me see. Is there a check
Astros
mark there?
President of baseball ops, Jeff Luhnow, said Correa injury happened Tuesday morning at his home and he deferred to Correa to divulge any more information.
And again, the injury is cracked ribs.
Cracked ribs.
Oh, that, my gosh. That doesn't smell right.
Remember the Moises Alou injury?
That's damn right it doesn't smell
right. You remember
the
Moises Alou injury?
Yes, I was covering the team at the time.
Didn't his wife hit him off a treadmill? Because he
said he fell off a treadmill.
Oh, yeah.
That he slipped off the back of a treadmill, and he broke his hand. Wasn't it his hand?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to dive more into this. 713-572-4610. Stanford Route in the building for one more segment.
Literally, as we're talking about
We're going to get to the bottom
of this.
That's
perfect timing. That timing could not be more impeccable.
How did Carlos Correa, we're going to call the loopholes on this, 713-572-4610, how did Carlos Correa injure his ribs at home? 713-572-4610. And Gerald McCoy appears to be going to the AFC. We'll get into that and a lot more. It's time to solve the mystery next.
Our love story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.